everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Alara Canfield, and I'm so excited about today's show with my good friend, Dr. Monique E. Hunt, is with us today. And, you know, today is going to be one of those shows that, oh my goodness, last time Dr. Monique was on the show, I learned so much, you know, like it was so much fun. And this time she's talking about accessing the wisdom of your ancestors for a flow of abundance. Because as you know, the theme for this season is living a prosperous life, living your prosperous life. You know, the theme is around prosperity and how it's possible for all of us. And, you know, we deserve it. We are worthy of it. And so while we are in this sacred space, this healing circle, I like to call it this radiant light healing circle, I invite you all to just connect into your heart space, you know, connect into Mother Earth, connect into Creator, the universe, the great central sun. I invite you to call in your guides, your ancestors, call in the angels. I'm going to call in my divine team as well to support us during this call. And they will be flowing energies, divine energies, unconditional love, and energetic support throughout this call. So please be willing to receive and open your hearts to receive. And as you are receiving the energies, the wisdom, the information from this call, just tap in once in a while. Take a deep breath and just tap in and send that energy, send that love, send that unconditional love and blessings out to everyone else who's listening on the call now or listening later, as well as to your family, your loved ones, your friends, your community, and to the world, right? So we are radiant beings of light and love. So, you know, tap in from time to time and be willing to radiate that out to others who may need it, you know, who may require it, and who may just enjoy that energy and that bliss and that support. So today, like I said, we're talking to Dr. Monique. So Dr. Monique was with us last season, and I'm so glad that she's back with us again. I've worked with Dr. Monique in the past, and I'm so excited to continue working with her in different ways. She interviews people in in her different programs, but she went to the remote villages in Fiji. I mean, I would love to go to Fiji and interviewing with them and her passion for the science of happiness and her gift as a third generation intuitive. All of these things has made Dr. Monique a sought after expert on how to be happy now with help from your higher guidance. And she believes that our obsession with material success and self-sufficiency is undermining our pursuit of happiness. She knows from personal experience that friendship, togetherness, belonging, and a deep connection with your ancestors are the vital ingredients in the recipe for happiness. Dr. Monique is the editor and author of the book Village Pearls, Sacred Practices to Nourish Your Soul. I am one of the contributing authors in that book. And Village Pearls includes spiritual practices used by over 20 dynamic spiritual teachers to help them live their purpose and connect with their ancestors and community. And of course, you know, when we get together and collaborate and share all of these rituals and tools and practices that we use in our daily lives, you know, they help everybody, you know, and they build on the momentum of the community so that they, you know, so that the community can also share in these resources and use these tools practically and daily to uplift their lives, right? And so Dr. Monique merges intuition and business strategies to help entrepreneurs, managers, and executives become effective managers and exceptional leaders. And wow, I'm just so excited because today she's going to be sharing with us how to live in daily partnership with your ancestors. We're going to learn how your lineage can create and block your flow of abundance. We're going to learn how to partner with your spirit elders for financial guidance and support in your relationships, soul purpose, and life. We're going to learn about types of ancestors to assist you. We're going to learn spiritual practices to connect with your ancestors, and we're going to experience a soul journey meditation to connect with your ancestors. And as well, Dr. Monique will be taking live caller questions. So if you'd like, you can hit star two to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So I'm so excited for Dr. Monique to be here with us. So please open your hearts and join me as I welcome Dr. Monique to the show.
Thank
you. Dr. Monique, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me to join you and all your wonderful guests.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here and sharing this wonderful information. You know, whenever we can share information about receiving more support, receiving more guidance, deepening that connection with, you know, other beings, you know, who are aspects of ourselves, it is just so wonderful. So tell us a little bit more about how the ancestors, why are you so connected to your ancestors and how did that become, you know, because I mean, we all have ancestors and I can honestly say I'm not that connected. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So let's start with who our ancestors are, because a lot of times people get a little bit confused about who the ancestors are that we can actually work with.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So as I say, your ancestors are physical beings that walk the earth. And now they're soaring in the spirit world. Mm-hmm. And they are those who came before you, or they could have been those who have come during your lifetime. So what I mean by that is they may have lived long lives like your grandparents that may have lived into their 80s and 90s, or your ancestor can even be a newborn child that lived only a few short hours and then gained the wisdom that they needed from the spirit world to be a source of guidance on your life journey. So it can be any physical being that has transitioned to the spirit world can be an ancestor for you. And these ancestors can be blood related. And for people who are adopted and may not know who their blood ancestors are, your adopted ancestors can also be a source of support and guidance for you. And then there's another group, and I call them the historical figures, that inspire you, like maybe Maya Angelou inspires you because of her poetry and writing, or maybe Martin Luther King because of his desire to make life better for all and his ability to organize and gather people together. Mm-hmm. And it could even be maybe an athlete that inspired you, like maybe Muhammad Ali. You know, maybe Muhammad Ali is someone that inspired you, or as my friend Melinda mentioned in a call recently that we had on ancestors, she believes that the American founding father, Alexander Hamilton, is an ancestor that has inspired the creators of the highly successful Broadway play and book, Hamilton. Hmm. And the ancestors have worked through him to create this amazing piece of work and have inspired him. So the ancestors you select to work with can come from a diversity of places, your bloodline and historically. And I know I have people that work with me, you know, business owners that work with me, and I'll encourage them to do a little bit of research and find an ancestor that is either in their family or a historical figure that was a successful business owner, like, you know, Hilton or Madam C.J. Walker, you know, whoever inspires them, to learn more about them and find a way to connect with this ancestor, and I'll share a little bit more about how to do that in a moment. But those are our ancestors, and those are the vast group of spirits that we can work with to help us on our journey. And so when I'm working with the members of my Ancestor Wisdom School, what I have them do is make a list of their ancestors. So that's the first practice that I'll share that you can start with, like, now. You can start with your parents if they've passed away, and then move on to your grandparents and your great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. And I encourage people to list, like, five generations of their ancestors. Now, you may not know their names, and that's perfectly okay.
Okay.
Just use great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, whatever you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And for each member, write anything you know about him. Did they own a business? Did they live on a farm? Where are they from? Did they immigrate from another country? How did they live? You know, did they lose a child or spouse at a young age? What did they survive? Did they have sort of, you know, experiences that they survived? Are there any items in the family that have been passed down or maybe even recipes? you know, just by writing their names, we're initiating a connection. And that's what's really powerful about it. So that's sort of the first practice that you can begin with that's really helpful and really gets you on this journey to discovering your ancestors. And I'll tell you a little bit more in a moment about different ways that you can go about getting the information about your ancestors too. And so you asked me what inspired me to start working with my ancestors. Mm-hmm. And I would say that it started with a book that my mother and my aunt created called Threads, and it's our family history. And it
gives the
history. Yeah, it's a beautiful book with photos and recipes and stories about our ancestors. And then, of course, the family tree and the, you know, kind of the lineage and where people came from and where they ended up and their experiences. And this book is such an inspiration. It actually sits on my altar. And from time to time, I'll open it up to a particular, you know, to any page where there's a photo of the ancestor, and I'll just highlight and honor that ancestor that day. In fact, I have the book open right now in front of me as we're doing this call, and I'm welcoming my great-grandfather, who was a successful business owner. And he was one of the first African-American business owners in Newport, Rhode Island, and had a very successful catering company. And so I have one of the cups from his catering company that sits on my altar. And I, from time to time, will work with him if I'm experiencing some challenges or whatnot with my business. So I have him sitting with my grandmother when she was a young child, who's always been a source of support and inspiration as well to me. And so I have this beautiful book, and that got me started. And then during the time that my mother and my aunt were doing their research, they were traveling to different places in the country and visiting different resources and, you know, genealogy centers and whatnot. And I happened to go with them one time to the plantation that my grandmother's grandmother was on. And there was just this energetic feeling that I got while I was there that mm-hmm. led me to want to know more, to want to experience more. And I also felt just, I felt my the women in my family, I just felt their energy so much more. And that led me to do more research and studying. And then it led me to, and this has been over, I guess it's been like 25 years now of doing this work. And recently I did my DNA, and I got my DNA test results from Ancestry.com. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. That has inspired me like you can't imagine. And so what we found is that I'm 56% African mm-hmm. and 40% European, 3% Middle Eastern, and 1% Polynesian. Mm. So that has opened me up to a whole new group of ancestors that I can invite into what I call my divine village.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's been pretty inspiring, you know, to look and read about the different areas in Africa and the different areas in Europe and the Middle East. And, you know, I did visit Fiji, and so that was pretty, you know, great. I didn't have this information before I went to Fiji, but I did feel a very strong connection to Fiji and the people there. So, that was kind of cool to see that connection. And so it's opened me up to this whole new group of ancestors. But what's even more exciting is that I also did the DNA results from AfricanAncestry.com and found that my grandmother's parents, my great-grandparents, are from the Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that their ethnic group is Yoruba and Fulani. And so this has extended my, you know, my divine village even further because
yeah.
now I'm learning about, I knew a lot about Yoruba before, the Yoruba people and in religion. And so I knew a lot about that, but I didn't know as much about the Fulani people. And now I'm able to connect with those ancestors. And so it's really interesting, too, as I'm talking to you about the African perspective and that piece that shows up in my DNA. And I've always been connected to the African side. I wasn't as connected to the European side. And so I've actually started connecting with the European ancestors and doing a little bit more research. My grandfather, who my father never met and didn't know, was from, well, we were told he was from Ireland, and only a small percentage of Ireland shows up in the DNA. But so he was from Europe somewhere. He was European. Mm-hmm. And I am starting to do a little more research on him and getting some information from that side of my family, so then there'll be those ancestors as well. So it's pretty cool to uncover this information and be able to have access to this support. You know, like I work with my Yoruba ancestors to, you know, do healing work and my channeling work, working with my clients, helping them uncover their blocks and supporting them with fulfilling their purpose and stuff. I work with the Yoruba ancestors. Business people, I often channel my grandfather, and I have a aunt who was a very successful woman who was able to manifest money like crazy. I mean, it was pretty amazing what she was able to do. And my grandmother, who was the divorced mother of five children and owned several homes and, you know, traveled the world and college-educated all of her children. And, you know, so for them, abundance was something that was very natural for them. And and so I, you know, I work with them when I'm working with my clients to really look at the blocks that they have to the things that they really want. And then I help them create these spiritual practices and rituals that will support them in fulfilling their purpose and, you know, really creating powerful relationships and overcoming financial challenges and, you know, really connecting with the ancestors to support them with all of that. So that's how I got started with, you know,
I love it. So fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's expanding even more now that you've done your DNA. And, you know, that seems to be, I've seen it many times now on Facebook recently about people getting their DNA tested to see, you know, where they're genetically from originally, right? And it's like, and the thought had crossed my mind, and it's like, yeah, but I mean, I'm from India. my family's just straight Indian. But you never know.
Right? You really don't.
You might find some interesting
information.
Yeah, exactly. And then that opens you up in a way to connecting in a different way to your past and, you know, just to the whole oneness of who we really are, right? And it's like, I would never think to, but it just opens up your mind to what else is possible, right? And then being able to connect into that and use that as a support. So I think it's brilliant. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I always say that when we have a relationship with our ancestors, it really opens the door to a support system that is wise and loving and powerful beyond what we can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I hear people say, oh, you know, I feel so alone on my path and I, you know, I feel like I don't have any support. And I'm like, you are absolutely never alone.
Yeah.
Because they are always with you, whether you know it or not. And connecting with them allows them to fulfill their sacred contract in the spirit world. So they're eager to assist us on our life path. And, you know, like I said, we're never, ever, ever alone. Your ancestors are always with you and gently guiding you. And that doesn't mean you don't have your own free will, because obviously you do. They just give you resources, information, guidance, and they open those doors that sometimes we feel are closed. Or sometimes they'll keep them closed for a reason because they need to be closed. But they really provide you with the information that helps you make the best choices if we're willing to listen, you know, and that's the challenge sometimes, you know. Or we may hear the messages, we may see the symbols, we may feel it, but then we don't trust it. And so that's what's important, you know, when you're connecting with your ancestors, is to begin to trust. Learn to trust the guidance and follow it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Sometimes we receive the guidance, but we doubt it, right? And
right.
And then we don't do anything. But if it's you know, if it's meant to be. Now, you know, that phrase of if it's meant to be, it will be, that phrase somehow doesn't stick with me anymore, because it's like in every moment we have new choices and new possibilities opening up all the time. So it's not like there are doors that are closed if you don't follow the intuition, but it's more of, you know, what are you desiring in this moment, right? And it's moment by moment, what do you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And, you know, as you mentioned, there are always doors that are open to us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always options that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's options that are better than others. And there's sometimes the door is harder to open because maybe it's not the best option, right?
Or not, it's not the right time or something.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Or it's not the right time for that door to be open.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly okay as long as we understand that there are still options. Even
mm-hmm.
if we're feeling like we don't have access, even if we're feeling like financially we're struggling, even if we feel like, you know, money just doesn't flow to us, or we don't see a way out of our financial situation, there's
mm-hmm.
always an option. And by connecting with the ancestors, that helps us to be able to see those options a lot clearer and a lot easier. And that's why I encourage people to do it. And so, yeah. And so I'd like to share some, you know, spiritual practices if we're ready for that.
Yep. We do have quite a few questions. And so just some general ones that came up as you had started talking, and I think you've answered some of them already. But I'm just gonna clarify. So someone had asked, are ancestors only from our current lineage or also from past life lineage?
Both. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And
mm-hmm.
And I think the same person maybe have, or I don't know, said so an ancestor can be a wise elder even if we're not blood related. Yes.
Yes. Yes. An ancestor can be a wise elder, and there doesn't have to be a blood relation. You can just ask that ancestor to support you and guide you and help you. And
mm-hmm.
and then that even goes for, you know, I want to make it clear because I have people that are in the Ancestor Wisdom School that are adopted. And so that question often comes up about, you know, if I don't know my blood ancestors, you know, how do I connect with any ancestors? And
mm-hmm.
so your ancestors can be non-blood related individuals who you feel a connection with, that you can work with. And
yeah.
I have, you know, plenty of my clients who are adopted connect with the ancestors of the people that adopted them or the people who fostered them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll connect
mm-hmm.
with them, or even ancestors of people who were kind to them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That when they were growing up, those are people that they can connect with, or ancestors mm-hmm. they can connect with too.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. And then there's a question about, I was told it was not good to call on past relatives because they will be stuck and not transition to the light. What do you think, Monique?
No, that's not necessarily the case. But,
no.
But you know, that information is out there that sometimes people feel that they won't. This is the thing. The ancestors that you call on that will actually work with you and show up and be there for you are ancestors that have fully transitioned and they are ready to guide you, and it is part of their sacred contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these ancestors come with a lot of challenges. They come with a lot of problems, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit
mm-hmm.
as well. They need some help, you know. They need some help from you, and I'll tell you in a little bit exactly how to start to do some of that clearing work. They come with karma. They come with past experiences that need to be cleared. And so we can connect with them to help them clear those things, which helps future generations and helps with the current generation as well. So it is okay to call on your ancestors, and it is okay if an ancestor is still in need of some kind of a transition, then it'll be more difficult for you to even connect with them. So
mm-hmm.
don't worry about that at all.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's more questions, but we'll
mm-hmm.
we'll get to those a little bit later.
Okay, sounds good. So let's start with the spiritual practice, because I want to make sure that people have things that they can start to do immediately. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing is to make your list of ancestors, as I mentioned earlier. That's an absolute perfect start, is to make the list of your ancestors. That initiates a relationship right then and there.
And then even if you don't know who they were, right? Even if you don't
even
know
if
who
you
they
don't
are.
Know, yep. Even if you don't know who they are, then you can just write, you know, grandparent, great-grandparent, great-great-grandparent.
Yeah.
You can list ancestors that you would like to support you. Like I said, you know, famous historical figures, if you know of them, they can come and work with you as well. So just start to make a list. And I usually recommend that you go back 5 generations if you can. But if you can't, then go back as far as you can and start to list the ancestors.
Yeah.
And you may even want to talk to family members as well,
right. Mm-hmm.
And ask them to give you information about your ancestors.
Okay.
So
yeah.
The next one is to invite them to join you in your dreams by talking to them before you go to bed. So you have your list now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start to talk to a particular ancestor. And I usually encourage you to select the one that you were closest to. So it could be someone that you had a relationship with in the physical world and in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be someone that is only a generation away or 2 generations away. So the closest one to you on either level, start talking to them before you go to bed. And if you have a specific challenge that you know one of your ancestors can help you with, call on that particular ancestor and just keep it general. I mean, you can either call on that ancestor and say, I'm having this challenge, I'm having a financial challenge, or for some reason I'm not able to attract clients into my business, or I really, really want this career opportunity, but the doors just, you know, seem to not be clear to me. I don't know which one to go through, or I have options. You know, you can ask a specific question to a particular ancestor, or you can ask a specific question in any ancestor to work with you and just ask them to come in and help you. So when you wake up in the morning, record your dreams. Notice any colors, words, or symbols. Even if they don't make sense to you and don't apply to your actual life, don't worry about it. Or question or challenge that you had, don't worry about it. Just start to record them. If you don't remember the dream, just record how you felt when you woke up. You know, whatever you were feeling, however you were feeling, whatever thoughts you had at the time, start to record them. And over time, two things can happen. One is you'll improve your communication and your relationship with your ancestors. That'll happen. And secondly, you both learn how to communicate with each other. And over time, the symbols and things that you've written down will start to make sense. It may happen immediately. It may happen within, you know, a few days, a few weeks, a few months. But if you consistently do this, you'll be able to connect with your ancestors. So that's the second one. And then the third one is creating an altar. And this welcomes your ancestors into your home and your life.
Mm-hmm.
And your altar can be large or it can be small. It can include items that are a reflection of your ancestors, like photos, items they may have owned, flowers. I encourage you to place 3 glasses of water on your altar, one for the ancestors, one for your spirit guides, and one for your angels. You can even add a 4th one if you want to add yours, or if you want to invite a specific ancestor. If you want to create greater prosperity, then you want to include money on your altar. Place some money on your altar. Write words like abundance, sharing, prosperity, opportunity. You know, you can write those words on just cards or, you know, kind of decorate a card and decorate the word and put colors with it that are meaningful to you. Place it on your altar and invite any ancestors that may be able to help you, you know, live those words. Then invite them to come. You may even want to put the name of an organization that will benefit from your new abundance and flow of money. Put that on there because you want to be sure that, you know, when it comes to money, if money flows in, it needs to flow out too, mm-hmm. so that you keep that continuous flow. So if it's flowing in and you're just stopping it, it's sort of like if there's a water faucet, you know, you can have a continuous flow of water or you can shut the water off. Once the water shut off, it's not flowing out anymore, and it's just stuck right there. Well, that's the same thing. So you want to have this flow, and one of the ways to do that is to give generously. And, you know, think about the causes that you're passionate about, the things that you want to help people or organizations or, you know, animals or the world or the environment. Think about those things. And then you can actually put the names of organizations or just put, you know, what you feel will be the benefit of your abundance. Mm-hmm. And so those are things that you can add to. Those are a few things. That's kind of a short list of things that you can add. And I have a guide for creating an altar that helps you honor your ancestors and what we call ancestor veneration. And we'll share a little bit later for you how you can get a copy of the guide to help you get started. Because I really love to give you specific ways you can use the altar to support with any area of your life. So if you are having challenges financially, or if you're wanting to expand and be more prosperous, then you can. There's different things that you can do with your altar to help with that.
I'm curious about the glasses of water. You know, I have a little mm-hmm. pot that I have that, you know, I fill up with water on my altar, right?
mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
yes.
So, I mean, obviously there's some matching symbolism there. But so can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, sure. Okay, so the glasses of water are ways of inviting the ancestors to flow to you through water, because water is such a powerful substance, right? It's a mm-hmm. huge part of what we're made up of. It covers a huge part of the world. It flows everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so you invite them through these cups of water. Now, for me, I have cups that have symbols to them that are connected with different ancestors. Mm-hmm. And so I fill those cups up. And right. so by cement, if you have a pot, I mean, I have a vase that sometimes mm-hmm. I'll fill, and it was a vase that was my grandmother's. And so I'll fill that vase up, and that will be my water offering for the day. Mm-hmm. And so if you have something that you're putting the water in, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect, because you're welcoming the ancestors in. Is that what it represents for you?
Yes, absolutely. It's an offering to, in my case, it's to the gods, you know, the angels and gods, to the divine, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yep, nice.
And it's a brass pot that I don't even know where it came from. You know, it's like it looks really old, very old. So I don't know who it belonged to in the past, but or where it came from. But yeah, nice. Perfect.
It's meaningful to you, so that's nice.
Yes. That's perfect. Thank you. And you know, the importance of rituals. Can you just briefly talk a little bit about the importance of ritual? I know that there is an importance to the ritual, but sometimes in the Western society, you know, we forget about why rituals are important. There's a connection between rituals and, you know, what it is that we desire or what we're manifesting, or if we're praying, or, you know, whatever word you'd like to use for that, you know?
Right. Well, rituals are very, very powerful, and they help us create some consistency. And when it comes to rituals around connecting with ancestors and spirit guides, they are powerful because they set a, for instance, I encourage my clients who are going to be connecting with the ancestors or connecting with their spirit guides to find a consistent time to connect. So mm-hmm. if it's going to be in the morning, do it in the morning every day. Because what it does is it says to the ancestors, ah, this is our time.
Right.
It says the spirit, this is our time. This is when we connect. This is how, you know, I can show up for him or her, because this is the time. This is the way that they connect. And so having a ritual and having something, a spiritual practice that you do on a regular basis, keeps you connected to your higher guidance, keeps you connected at the heart, keeps you connected to your ancestors, keeps you connected to your spirit guides and the divine energy that is in the universe to support you on your journey. So that's why I encourage rituals and spiritual practices and, you know, traditions that you follow within in your home and family. I know for me, my ancestors like to connect with me when I wake up. Mm-hmm. That's when the connection takes place. It's, you know, immediately they come through and they have messages and want to share with me, and my spirit guides like that time as well. So I make sure that I don't have to immediately jump out of bed. I give myself that time. If I have to be somewhere early in the morning, I go to bed early enough that I give that time to the ancestors. So they know that they have, you know, at minimum an hour with me in the morning, and it can be even more. Now, occasionally it's less, you know, if that happens, that's okay. And it, you know, and I tell people, you don't have to give an hour. You can give 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. It can be in the shower. It doesn't have to be in the morning in the bed. You know, it can be anywhere. But that's our time to connect. That's when I find the connection is the best. That's when I find that I get all of the, you know, downloads and divine guidance. So I utilize that time to connect with my divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
beautiful.
To me why traditions are important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank
so
you.
So let me share a little. I think I talked a little bit about our lineage and the DNA that we carry and how that impacts us. So I want to share a little bit about that and how and about our ancestral karma and shadow clearing that we can do to help release some of the experiences that our ancestors had that are being passed down to us through our DNA. So as I tell people all the time, I believe our ancestors are the roots of our success. And so the DNA they share with us can also be a source of our challenges. So, for example, if you had an ancestor that experienced trauma, you know, loss of any kind, illness, depression, abuse, pain, betrayal, any life-altering problem, they need support from us to help them too. So it's us working together with them to help them release some of the things that they've experienced, which then allows them to support us even more. And there's scientific evidence that shows through epigenetics that ancestral memories are passed down to us. So our lineage is powerful and has a positive and also a possible undesirable impact on your life. And that's why we really want to look at what are the experiences of our ancestors. And that's one of the reasons why I start people out in the Ancestor Wisdom School with creating a list of their ancestors so that we can begin to find out more about these ancestors and what their challenges were so that we can begin to help release those challenges. And there's a really wonderful professor named Dr. Joy DeGruy, and she's done extensive and really fascinating research on post-traumatic slave syndrome and how descendants of enslaved people carry the experiences of their ancestors. And today, they're still exhibiting some of the behaviors that are a reflection of their ancestors' experiences. And some of these behaviors can be very supportive and powerful, you know, really empowering. And some of them are not. Some of them are not helpful. And it's because this information has been passed down. And as you know, our, you know, happiness studies indicate that 50% of our happiness comes from our DNA. So if we're able to, you know, really start to heal some of these experiences and do some karma clearing of these experiences, then we can actually start to shift our happiness with that 50%. Of course, the rest, you know, we have control over, but that 50%, we can really start to shift.
So, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sharing the DNA with our ancestors who may have had some of these challenges can impact our happiness. And just like strength, perseverance, creativity, power, and the resilience of your ancestors is helpful to your journey too, so are some of these other experiences that are not desirable that may impact us and cause blocks and maybe block some of our flow of abundance and prosperity. So the good news is, though, that there are ways that we can release the karma and the shadows that follow us from this DNA, and a way that we can help our ancestors and help ourselves and help our family members and future generations by just clearing up some of this karma. So what I've worked with clients who have had histories of conflict in their family, where family members didn't get along and they battled with each other and they fought with each other. And when they actually did this ancestral clearing work, they were able to have better relationships with their siblings. Even if the relationships were great, the relationships got better. If the relationships were not very good, the relationships improved. Relationships with their children improved. Relationships with cousins or people they haven't spoken to in a long time also improved. So this ancestral karma clearing is really, really powerful. And that's why when people join the Ancestral Wisdom School, you know, I give them this step-by-step guide to releasing the shadows that are hanging over their lives and creating these blocks, because I think this is a powerful place to start from. And it's really in-depth work that I found not only helps the person doing the collection of sacred ceremonies and rituals that I share, but they also witnessed, like I said, positive shifts in their family and with their relationship with friends even, their spouse, coworkers. Things begin to shift. And then they experience an increase in prosperity and abundance, and often experience, you know, an open flow of opportunities in their careers and their business. And that's why I start with the ancestral karma and shadow clearing rituals and practices first, because I want to be sure that we clear some of these things out that open them up to being able to start to do some shifting. And so I want to share another practice right now that will be very helpful for people who want to begin to shift some of this karma clearing, some of the ancestral karma clearing. You know, there is a system that you follow. There are things that we do, and sometimes you can do some of this work on your own. Sometimes you need help from people who do the work and to help you do the clearing. But there are some things that you can begin to do now that will help to start some of the shifts. So back to the writing down the names and information about your ancestors. So we go back to that list again. So now you see how important that list is.
Yes.
And then start to look at any problems or challenges they experienced. What were their strengths? Ask the elders in your family for information. You know, this is an excellent time to start collecting stories about your ancestors. And, you know, like I mentioned, my mother and my aunt wrote our family history book, and they included, you know, not only photos and family trees, but there's recipes and there's stories about the ancestors. Some of them are absolutely hilarious stories, and some of them are, you know, sad stories, but it gave us a glimpse into their lives. And the elders in our family shared these stories. So go to your elders, particularly now. I mean, this is a great time before, you know, they're not there to get the information from. We recently did a wisdom circle with my 96-year-old uncle, and we asked him to share stories about his life and the life of those that, you know, our ancestors, those that came before him, that he remembered. And he shared some of the most wonderful and amazing stories about his parents and his sister, who happens to be my grandmother, that we didn't know, and even stories about his life that we didn't know. And I think it was really exciting for him because he was the center of attention, and, you know, he got to talk about himself, which was really cool, you know, and his experiences. And, you know, I asked him about some historical events that took place and, you know, got more information from him about those and how he felt about them. So you can pull these stories together to help you connect with your ancestors and to help you honor them more. And then start gathering photos, you know, that may go along with these stories or these people. And so identify, you know, the ancestors, your blood or historical, that carry the energy, you know, that you want to experience. And then collect the items that are a reflection of these ancestors. They could be antiques passed down, photos, items that are meaningful to you and make you feel like there's a connection. Collect the stories, you know, put the stories together. You can either record them or you can write them down. You may want to, you know, put them in a box on the altar. and then place all the items that you've collected in one area, or make an altar. So if you want to make an altar, you can make an altar. If you just want to put these all in one area, you can do that. You know, as I mentioned, you can add, you know, water and candles. And then the practice that really helps, you know, pull all of this together is, you know, light a candle and share your financial challenges and wishes. Share your financial desires, what you'd like to have happen. You know, talk about where you feel like you're lacking and talk about where you feel like you have abundance. And just share those. Think about those. Visualize what you're experiencing and what you would like to experience. And then ask the ancestors for support through symbols, opportunities, creative ideas, however they want to communicate with you. Be open and just allow them to decide the best way. And then, most important, express who this greater abundance that you will receive, who it will help. Who it will help. Let them know who you want to help, how you want to serve. And then share your plan for sharing your wealth with others. And then each night, write down three things that worked well during your day and just express gratitude to the ancestors for the three things that have worked well and ask them to continue to support you in having these days filled with things that worked well for you. And then do this practice as long as you feel you need to. This is a abundance practice that you can do as often as you like. You can do it every day. You can do it once a week, however you want to do it. Just continue doing it until you feel like you've reached where you want to be or until you feel like things are flowing and you want to move on to another spiritual practice. And that's the really great thing. You don't have to stay with the same spiritual practice all the time. You can shift. You can change. But this is one that will help you get started.
Beautiful. Thank you. Very practical. I love that. You know, so that's something that we can all use right now.
And that's what I love about my work with the ancestors is that there's so many very easy ways of connecting with them, and then there's some more, you know, intricate ways that create an even deeper connection or allow you to connect with the ancestors along with, you know, the spirit guides and ascended masters and angels. So there's practices that do that as well. But I love the ancestor practices, and I love that I can access the wisdom of the ancestors and work to create sacred rituals and spiritual practices and create recipes, as I call them, for people that will address any of their challenges and their blocks and unfulfilled desires. Because for me, it's, you know, really exciting to see people shift and see things change. And you know, for those that are wanting to create greater prosperity, it's great to see, you know, them after experiencing, you know, maybe some financial challenges over the years, and then to see money start to flow to them and their financial challenges start to lift. And, you know, maybe now with that comes, you know, soulmate connections and career shifts and business success that increases. So it's really great, and I just love how my ancestors will allow me to work with them as well to help people that I'm here to work with and support. And as I always tell people, like my grandfather, you know, the successful businessman, it seems like I can call on him at any time when people are having challenges in business and ask him to, you know, help me see where those challenges are and create a system for helping them to, you know, overcome those challenges so that they can create greater prosperity and have more fun, you know, in their business. And so I love this, you know, I really, really love this. And I haven't, like I said, I have an aunt who was really good at manifesting money and then sharing it. And so, you know, I connect with her as well because I think she's a master at it, and I connect with her to help find the places where people may not be able to manifest very well and bring that in.
Yeah, beautiful. And, you know, having another support system, you know, another way to reach out and connect to a support system that can help you in your practical day-to-day life with abundance or with, you know, prosperity or with something else, right? It's not just about the abundance and prosperity. It's with anything in life, right? Relationships or just life in general.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, and that's why I wanted to make sure that today that I gave people practices that they can start with.
Thank
you. That they can get started with it right away. And I just encourage people to select one. You know, you don't have to try them all. Select one, start with it, play with it, see how it works for you. If it doesn't work, move on to something different. But give it time. Don't just say, okay, well, I did this. You know, I asked them to show up in my dreams. I didn't have a dream last night. Get up and, you know, oh, I'm not going to try that one anymore. Be consistent and try one for at least 7 to 10 days. And then if you feel like you need to move to something different, then move to something different. I mean, even 30 days is good. But if you really feel like, you know, this really isn't for me, then go to something else. You don't have to do them all to see a shift. You just have to, you know, incorporate one into your lifestyle and you'll see some changes that will come.
Absolutely. And with that also, you know, you have a free gift that is included in the happiness kit for all subscribers, and that's the partnering with your divine village, spiritual practices to connect with your ancestors. So people can also download that PDF to learn more about how to connect with the ancestors and more information to get started right away, you know, and that is available in the happiness kit. And I will put a link to the happiness kit in the replay email that will go out later tonight. Do you want to just quickly, briefly talk about that?
That's great. Yeah, that is a guide that tells you more about the ancestors and gives you some practical steps that you can take to start connecting with the ancestors. What you need, what you may want to get, ways to connect, things to say, and just some general information about the ancestors and working with the ancestors. So it's a great handy guide that you can keep and work through, you know, pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And some of it has some of the information that we covered today, and then, you know, there's some information that's actually different and new. So you'll get a little bit of both of what we had today and some other items.
Perfect. Thank you. And so I know that on our agenda, we have that we're going to do a meditation as well. I don't know if we're going to have time to do a soul journey meditation, so maybe we'll do that at the top of the hour.
Sure.
And we're also going to take some questions. It's like, oh, my goodness, where has the time gone? So before we do that, I just want to quickly talk about your special offer that we have for you or from you. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12. That's M-O-N-I-Q-U-E 12. That's awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12. So Dr. Monique, can you just talk a little bit about the special offer for the listeners?
Yeah, so this is a special offer for people that are listening to this call, and it's called the Ancestors in Abundance Package. And this right here includes a 2-month membership for the cost of 1 month. So this will be your March and April membership because we'll be focusing on abundance during that time. And this will give you 2 months in the Ancestor Wisdom School. And the Ancestor Wisdom School is designed to help you connect with your ancestors for wisdom and guidance in every aspect of your life. So each month we have a new theme, and we focus on that theme for the month. We have spiritual practices that you can do during the month that I give you that will enhance the area of life that we're focusing on. We have 3 live calls and workshops during the month, and we have a monthly coaching call with the ancestors where I connect with your ancestors and share their messages with you, and you can ask questions about your life or, you know, any area that you need coaching in, and we do coaching with the ancestors. We have live guest speakers and monthly guided meditation audios that you can download and use daily. And then we have a private Facebook group that I pop into every week to answer questions and support you on your journey. And members support one another in the group as well. And so most of the people that, you know, have been involved in this program have experienced some pretty amazing shifts and are continuing to experience some shifts and increase in prosperity and, you know, a feeling of safety and protection and greater opportunities in their careers and business, improved health, deeper self-love, you know, better relationships. Some have even found their soulmate, more patience with themselves. And so if you use the link that Alara has provided, you'll receive a two-month membership for the cost of 1 month, and that's a savings of $99. If you can continue and want to stay with the program, you can. That's great. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. You will not be charged any more money. Now, when you go to the link, it will say that there is a monthly fee of $99. Don't worry about that. You're only going to be charged one time, the one-time fee of $99, and then I'll send you a message at the end of the 2 months, and if you decide you want to continue, then you can, you know, enroll. But at this point, this is just giving you a sample of what it is to be involved in the school. So a couple of quick bonuses that you also get when you sign up. You'll get the Village Pearl Sacred Practices to Nourish Your Soul book, the Kindle copy that we talked about at the beginning with the, there's over 30 spiritual practices from 20 teachers. And as Alara mentioned, she's one of our authors. And so is Elizabeth Losey. She is too. And she's, I think she, you worked, you spoke to her earlier this week.
Last week.
And then there's the Honoring Your Ancestor Altar Guide. So that's included in the package as well, where you will get a guide that will show you how to create your ancestor altar so that you can create more abundance and prosperity in your life. And then you get to become a member of the private Facebook group during your 2 months in the program. And you will be invited to a very special ancestor reading workshop. And this workshop will begin with a deep meditation, and then we will answer questions and receive coaching and connect with your ancestors for guidance and wisdom. And then you'll also get all of the access to all of the recordings from the Village Pearl Sacred Practices to Nourish Your Soul workshop. And these workshops were with the spiritual teachers that are included in the book. And they are, there's 1-hour workshops. So there's 21-hour workshops that you can listen to. You can, you'll have access to them, and you can listen at any time, and they are focused on health, abundance, prosperity, life purpose, you know, connecting with ancestors, spirit guides, and spirit beings. And so you'll have all of those, including the meditations that go with each one of the calls. So that's the full package for $99, and I would love, love, love to have you join us for the 2 months and see what you think.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you. So many different ways to connect with, you know, our support team, because our ancestors are part of our support team to assist us in our day-to-day life, help us with prosperity, help us with abundance, help us with answering and questions that we may have about our about our life and how we can be more prosperous, right? So beautiful. Thank you. And that is available again at awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12. Okay. Whew. Beautiful. Thank you. So now, Monique, do you want to do the meditation, and then we'll get to the questions? What do you think?
Sure. Yeah. And the meditation will be quick.
Okay.
It won't take long. Okay.
Perfect.
So let's start with the meditation. Okay. I'll just have you take your hand and place it over your heart. And just relax for a moment. Feel your body just relax. Allow your shoulders to relax. And just breathe normally. And then allow your mind to drift to a place that is like a sacred space for you, a place that you've been before that is comfortable and peaceful. It could be on a beach, it could be in a park, it may even be just in your living room or in your bedroom. It may be in a special place, you know, near your home. Just go to this place that's very relaxing for you. Mine is on the beach in Antigua. And just allow yourself to go there and sit comfortably. Just feel the peace in your heart. Feel the love surrounding you. And now we're going to take a journey from this place of peace to your ancestors. You now see a beautiful yellow path, a lighted path that's in front of you. It's a path of peace, and as you take a step onto the path, you feel a source of peacefulness and bliss. And as you begin to journey down this path, you enter into a beautiful garden with tall trees and flowers and green grass. It's a warm day, perfect temperature for you. And as you walk past the trees, you feel a certain connection to each one of the trees. And you come to an area where there's a circle of trees, and you look and you find yourself standing in this circle. And you're feeling the beauty and the strength and the groundedness of the trees surrounding you. You're so connected to these trees that you can feel their roots beneath your feet. And the roots are surrounding you and giving you strength. And you feel a beautiful white energy that enters into the sole of your feet and travels up through your body, cleansing and releasing every block. And as it travels up through your heart, you feel your heart. You feel the love for yourself and the love for everything around you. As it flows now up through your throat and out through your crown. And as this energy flows out, it connects back with the trees. And as it does, your ancestors begin to step forward. And they're joining you in the circle. You're surrounded by grandparents, great-grandparents. And all the individuals who love and support you. You'll even feel that these individuals that maybe you didn't have such a great relationship with, they're even showing up. And the positive sides of who they are, the healing that they've experienced since they've been in the spirit world, has created a divine love for you. And you feel the energetic connection that's coming to you from them. And as they begin to appear, you feel a sense of peace coming over you. And as you sit in the circle with them, surrounded by the strength of the trees and the wisdom of the trees, they're sharing with you their wisdom for you. Listen to what they have to say in this moment. They have words of love for you. Feel those words of love traveling into your heart, through your hands, and into your soul. And now as you sit quietly in this garden with them, ask them for information about prosperity and abundance and how you can create a flow. And notice as you do, a flow of abundance begins to float around you there's money that's just floating around you everywhere. Your need for it is no greater than your need for air. You don't feel panicked. You feel at peace. Because just as the air is there for you to take a breath, so too is the money when you need it. They have created this abundance for you. And as you need it, you can reach slowly into the air and pull money towards you. Always keeping in mind that in order for it to continue to flow around you, you have to share. So as you sit with the ancestors and the money flowing around you, you're at peace, you feel no panic, you feel no fear, you feel courage. And now you may have one more question for your ancestors. So ask the question now and listen for their answer. Thank them for being here with you. And they have a special gift for you that they'd like to give you now. So just receive your gift and notice the colors and the beauty of this gift. Thank them for being here. And notice that the walkway begins to light up for you again. They travel back to the trees. The money continues to flow around you. And as you begin to leave, you notice this lighted path that is leading you back to the present moment. Follow the path back to the present moment, knowing that with you is this flow of abundance that follows you energetically. And you know this abundance will continue to flow as you continue to receive joy and be grateful for what you experience. As you give and receive, this flow continues and it continues to follow you down the path, bringing you back to the present moment. And as you come back to the present moment, take a deep breath in. And the air that you breathe in is the abundance that you'll always experience. And then exhale. And as you open your eyes, take your hand from your heart and know that you can go back to this place at any time. And just take a deep breath and release. And we thank the ancestors and all of the spiritual beings for being here with us today and in this moment. We thank them for sharing with us and guiding us and loving us. And it is our intention to live out our full purpose and use our gifts to be the best that we can be and to honor them. In full faith, so be it. Okay.
That was beautiful. Wow. I love that.
Oh,
thank
great.
You.
Wow, oh, you're yes. welcome.
Huh. So I'm going to invite everyone who's listening now, you know, to write in. How was that for you? I just thought it was just so beautiful and powerful and just receiving the messages from my ancestors, receiving the love and the joy, and it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me be here. This has been nice.
Yeah. Oh, so much fun. Wow. Okay. So let's take some. How about taking some questions from both the Q&A and from the callers? Okay.
Sure. Yes.
So we're going to go to the callers first. So we're going to go to phone
okay.
number ending in 3199. 3199. I'm going to unmute you. One second. Hello.
Hello, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. My question was sort of in a way answered, but I'll ask it again. Is okay, you were talking about going back and finding ancestors that, you know, had great businesses and stuff. And I have lovely ancestors who've had hardship. And I can go back eight generations of hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And the one good business that I can locate was a hidden business. So the front of my great-grandmother's and grandfather's store was selling china. It was a German china shop, and hidden in the back was the apothecary, and only the locals knew that they were herbalists.
Wow.
And so I, one of my things is I have to step out and show my magic in public, and it's like this long family lineage of hiding things.
Yes, yes. And I can see how that is showing up for you, because this business that was hidden in the back has become something that's kind of been passed down in your lineage, where showing who you truly are is not something that you do. It is not a part of, and some of it is very unconscious. It's not real conscious. And that's when doing some ancestral karma clearing is really, really helpful. And being able to clear the reasons behind having to hide. And some of them were real reasons. I mean, you know, in that time, sharing that kind of business with, you know, everyone could have caused some, you know, deep challenges for them and some really deep struggles. So what I'm getting from your lineage is that there's been a lot of hiding and not being comfortable with sharing completely who they were. And you actually have some really, even though, you know, there's been a lot of struggle, you have some really dynamic ancestors. You have some ancestors that were hidden that were very, very, very talented. Very talented. And for whatever reason, they never felt like they could fully express their talents. So we would definitely want to do some clearing for you. And some of the exercises that I shared earlier will be very helpful for you in identifying, you know, these different generations and the hiding that took place. And now giving them support and permission to be seen, you know, and for their experiences to be learned about. And I think what will happen for you is through your dreams, you're going to start to get information from them about some of these experiences. And then as you do that work, you'll find that you'll be more inclined to want to become more visible, more seen. It won't seem as scary, and you won't feel as vulnerable anymore. And, yeah, and it's definitely, you know, it's definitely important to do some clearing. So go ahead and start with the list, and then just saying to them, you know, creating maybe an altar, even if it's just small, and saying to them, you know, welcome. And, you know, let me see you. Let me feel you. Let me experience you. And it's okay now to, you know, come forward and to show. And I think you'll find that'll help you quite a bit. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good. So, Rita, how was the meditation for you? How was that journey for you?
Let's just say touching and connecting my ancestors has been very challenging. And while it was nice, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
When I tend to touch or talk with my ancestors, all I can do is cry. And
mm-hmm.
See, not what such great things.
Mhm, mhm. Now, remembering that the your ancestors have gone through a healing, okay? So as they have transitioned into the spirit world, they've experienced healing, and they are now joyful and at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And they want nothing more than for the generations that follow them to be at peace and to be joyful. And they need and want your forgiveness for anything that they may have done that is causing you pain. And they're ready to support you and guide you from a loving place. So any ancestor that there was conflicts with, those conflicts have been dissolved for them. What they need now is for you to resolve them and to forgive them, right? But with all of your, with a large number of your ancestors, they were very, very powerful. They just weren't able to show their power during that time. And now they're ready to channel that energy through you. And once again, like I said, they've done their healing. They're at peace. And they want nothing more than that for you, and they want to share that with you and give you a practical approach to do it. So they love you. Feel their love.
Mm-hmm.
Allow their love to penetrate into you.
Yeah, that's powerful, Vita. So I think the ancestral karma clearing or, you know, anything like that will be helpful for you mm-hmm. as well. So definitely take a look at the happiness kit, the bonus that Dr. Monique has shared there. Go back and listen to this call for the different practices that Dr. Monique shared, and also take a look at the special offer package and see if that resonates with you, okay?
Okay. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, for being here and for asking the question and allowing yourself to be seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Okay, so we're going to go to the Q&A, because like I said, there were a lot of Q&A questions as well. So we're going to go to, hold on, Sadia? I'm hoping I'm saying your name right, Sadia. And she says, I've had several ancestors who were in business, had prosperity, but then I saw them going down and losing everything. I'm a single mother living on disability social assistance, living on food and clothing donations. Can Dr. Monique look into how I can open my wealth channel and with which ancestors?
Good question. Okay. Okay, so you actually have an ancestor that was successful in business, experienced some hardship, but still absolutely loved being in business, loved the freedom of it, loved the opportunity to earn as much money as they wanted, and just really the freedom of it. And this particular ancestor is a female ancestor, one of your Umas, or grandmothers as you know them, but one of your Umas. Your grandmothers are really powerful, as I call them, Umas. They're really powerful in working with you. Their energy is a pure loving energy. And so this was one of your grandmothers, and she wasn't able to be as successful as she wanted to be. This is many generations back, though. It wasn't the most recent generation. She had really fabulous ideas, but in that time, that just wasn't something that women could do. So she was prevented from really sharing her gifts. And so what she's saying to you now is you're somewhat hiding what you're good at. It's not hidden from you. You're hiding it. And some of it is fear. Some of it is this ancestral karma of, you know, success and failure. And so there's, you know, some fear to step out. And what she's saying to you is to look deep into your heart and to connect to your heart on a daily basis. And that may be by just placing your hand on your heart and saying words of love and kindness to yourself. And begin to follow this intuition, because she's saying that you get some really, really great ideas, but you're not following them. So she really wants to encourage you to begin to follow these great ideas that are coming up for you. So it's important for you to listen, to quiet your mind, to turn off the outside noise, whatever that is for you, and take a moment daily. And she's saying that when you do that, like in the evening is when she's saying that she would love to connect with you. So maybe it's in the evening after the kids are down. You can go to a special place in your home and just sit with her and ask her for her wisdom and guidance. She has some information for you about raising children and about relationships with yourself and others that she wants to share with you. So talking to her will be really helpful for you, and that you absolutely can change this around and make a shift. But there is some ancestral karma that needs to be cleared that would be helpful for you to begin to do that work. And then you'll find that things will shift for you. Hopefully that was helpful.
Okay, perfect. Sadia, let us know how that was for you, how that resonated with you. Just write it in the Q&A, it'd be great. And then I have a question from Pinar. And Pinar, I've missed you too, but I've seen your posts on Twitter. I absolutely love your Twitter feed, I just have to say. They're out there. Your posts are always so inspiring and uplifting. Don't know where you get your images. They're absolutely beautiful. So I just wanted to share that really quick. And Pinar is saying, since I've started tuning into Laura's podcast 2 years ago, my channel's opened, and now I am connected with my guides 24/7 and getting educated nonstop. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yes.
Yesterday, they told me that I should learn to tap into the Akashic records and have access to all the knowledge available to us and share it with everyone else. My question is, as souls, we have family ancestors, and we also have past life incarnations and unrelated lifetimes from different races and countries. We also have different parallel realities as well, so just, you know, different dimensions. We are multidimensional beings, Pinar, just so you know. How do we put this in perspective when we talk about this 3D self?
Ooh.
I know, right? But, yeah, good question.
How do you put this in perspective? I'm not quite sure where the question is going, but what I like is what, you know, all the work that she's doing. And
yeah,
I mean, if you're feeling a calling to any particular spiritual modality, system, healing work, definitely move toward it. You know, do it. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Follow it. Because it definitely is a message that doors are opening for you. And you can, all of those beings that you mentioned with, all the multidimensional beings that you mentioned, can, you can absolutely connect with them. You can bring them into your work and have them support you as you're walking this physical life. So I don't know. What did you get from her question?
Well, I was going to say, too, that whenever you are asking a question of all these different beings, you know, the different ancestors or incarnations from different races and countries and so on, whenever you're asking them a question, ask them to relate it to practical terms right now, you know, and they will, right? Because if they're being
absolutely
supportive and giving you an answer, they're going to relate it to where you are right now, or if you're working with a client, for what the client needs right now. They're not going to be giving an answer from, you know, 500 years from now, because that won't apply. So they're going to give you information and knowledge and wisdom that's applicable right now for the person or yourself. That's what I'm getting from that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is if you're, I mean, she was mentioning from different, races and places in the world, don't worry about the fact that there may be a language, because they're going to communicate in a language that works with you in the immediate, right now.
Right, yeah.
You know, there's not going to be a communication barrier because the communication is energetic. It's symbols. And there could be words, but the words will be translated into what you know now.
Absolutely.
What you understand now. So, yeah, great question. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, good question. Thanks, Pinar. And, you know, let us know how that resonates with you or, you know, if we totally missed the mark.
let us know.
I think we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 8518.
Hi, Alara. This is Reem.
Hi,
Dr. Reem. Monique. How are you?
Hi, Reem.
Lovely.
I'm well. How are
call.
You?
Very nice. Thank you. Such a lovely call. The process was amazing. It was really, really amazing for me, except that I got an ancestor, which was like an indigenous medicine woman who had her, you know, like her hand on her hip, and she was like, you already know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, like, she didn't want to answer any of my questions. So it was so fascinating for me because I was trying to connect to this ancestor, and she didn't want to give me answers. So I wanted to know if you could translate that for me, or what? How do you interpret this? This is what I want to say.
So she said you already know, and
she was sharing
with me. What I get from that and what she is trying to say to you is you know in your heart what the decision is, but you keep moving back into your head.
Okay.
And so she wants you to just go and center within your heart. Center within your heart. Put your hand on your heart. And breathe from that place. And then feel what comes to you in that moment. And ask her to help bring the message to you so that it's clearer and easier to receive. But she, basically your lesson in this time is trusting your guidance. And so there's been a period of time when you haven't trusted it. In fact, probably knowingly, where you've said, oh, I knew I shouldn't have driven down that road, or I knew I shouldn't have made that decision, or I knew I shouldn't have purchased that, or I knew I shouldn't have taken that job, or maybe I should have taken that job, and now I know for sure that I should have. So basically what's happening is the guidance is there. Now it's important for you to begin to follow it.
Okay, so to act upon and any guidance that I feel that's coming from my heart. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
thank
if
you
it
so
keeps
much.
Coming in different messages, but it continues to come and you continue to feel it, then you know that the message is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And this is what happens often. We'll get these messages. We don't follow them. They become a little bit, you know, stronger messages. We hear them from multiple sources. And then we get to the point where we still aren't following. And then they're like, okay, I know now I need to just kind of, you know, yank her chain a little bit.
Yeah, but I got that angry feel from her. She was like, really? Seriously? You're going to ask me that question again? You know, and I'm like, sorry.
So when you when you go back to that question that you were asking, just put your hand on your heart right now.
Mm-hmm.
And really feel what is the answer that you've been maybe scared to face. What's that thing? And you don't have to share it, you know, but just think about it. What is that thing that you've been kind of running from that can give you the answer? Or what's that response that you really feel that you know is right, but for some reason you keep wanting confirmation?
I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
You know the reason why? I have to clarify, though. My question is because I have, it seems that I have an abundance block that's not from me, but that is in my lineage. And so my question was, you know, when I did the meditation, I was like, tell me what this abundance block is. You know, why? And she was like, you know. And I'm not, no, I don't know.
Okay.
Does that clarify the question? So I'm like, I don't know.
No, absolutely does. Actually, the abundance block, there is some karmic energy that is there that is causing the abundance block. But you know, actually, there isn't a very serious block.
Okay.
There's more of a faith piece. Having faith and courage.
Okay.
And really saying yes.
Okay.
To the things that you've been saying no to. The things that have scared you. So kind of
okay.
Go back and look at where should you be saying yes in your life that you're saying no. So, for instance, if you've been getting a message that you need to write, but you're not really sure why, then write. If you're getting a message.
You get that one. I've been
that's
getting a message
funny.
To write.
Yeah. I remember that about you, Rin.
And Alara. You witnessed that too. Everybody
yeah.
was saying you do, yeah. But
yeah.
I really try. I get the notebooks. I try to write, but I don't know. Nothing comes up. But I'll work on it. I'll definitely be working on it.
Okay.
You
so
know,
one of the things that you can do with that, and Alara probably has some information too. But one of the things that you can do with that is there's a couple of things, but this one I love. Is to get your paper and pencil,
mm-hmm.
Close your eyes, light a candle, turn off the lights, close your eyes, and begin to write whatever's on your mind. And don't worry about how it shows up on the paper. Don't worry about if you can go back and read it. Don't worry about if you're writing over words.
Okay.
Just write.
Okay.
Whatever
okay.
comes
okay.
to mind, including this crazy lady on this call told me to write whatever comes to mind. I don't know what to write.
Okay,
just
I will.
Do that practice for 10 to 15 minutes a day,
okay.
and the words will begin to flow. There's just a
okay.
little bit of a block with the words, but that will help your words begin to flow. That's also another way for you to communicate with your ancestors, too. So you
beautiful.
Can even write a question at the top of the page, and then
mm-hmm.
just start writing whatever comes to mind. And just keep
okay.
writing until, you know, you feel like, okay, I've done enough. And then stop and just, you know, put it in a journal. Don't worry about reading it again. Just start doing that practice, and that'll get you in the practice of writing and not having to worry about what to write, because that's part of the block. When you're concerned about what to write, then you start creating blocks for yourself. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what the end result will be, because this will begin to open up your flow of words.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Monique. I really need to listen to hear that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And can
welcome.
I just share something really,
yes,
really quickly?
Yes, Alara, please.
So what I started doing just recently was I started recording. You know, so I just put my voice recorder on my phone on, and I hit record, and I ask my question, and I just start talking. You know, I
okay.
just start talking,
nice.
and some of them I noticed are like 5 minutes, and some are like 10 minutes. And I just start talking. I keep asking questions. What else do I need to know about this? You know, and I just start talking, whatever it is. It might be something from my own head, but for me, I'm channeling some of the information because I'm feeling the energy. But it's just a point of getting out of your head. Just start talking.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you can type it out, right? But just start. And that'll get the flow going, like Dr. Monique said, because, you know, sometimes we have this writer's block that I don't know what to write. It has to be perfect before I can put it on paper, you know, because it's like that makes it more concrete. And so then nothing comes, right? So just talking and write and just letting it spew practically,
mm-hmm.
you know. And from that, you know, I've got so many nuggets of wisdom. It's like, oh, this is brilliant, you know.
mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
You can do that
brilliant.
As well.
Brilliant. I love that. Thank you so much.
Just to take the
thank
pressure
you.
Off, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Blessings to you both.
You too, Rin. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so much fun. You know,
yeah.
and it's like
yes, it
sometimes we just need to step out of the way, right? We need to get out of our own way. And so, yay.
Wow.
So, oh, thank you, Pinar. So Pinar wrote back and said, yes, the answer makes great sense. Thank you. Good. I'm glad.
Oh, great.
Glad to hear that because we weren't quite sure. So now I know we've already gone over our time, and let me just, how are you doing? Luckily, we're going to have you back again, you know, thank goodness.
Yes, I look forward to it.
I think you're back either next month or the month after. I'm not sure right now, but I know you're going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so even though we didn't get to all the questions today, just know that, you know, Dr. Monique will be back. And you can take a look at the Happiness Kit and download her free gift from there. You can also take a look at her special offer that she has available for you and see how that resonates with you. I mean, this really is a wonderful process of connecting with your ancestors, getting that support, getting those answers, and healing. Every time you do a healing on yourself in some way, you're actually helping your ancestors as well. Your ancestors,
absolutely.
You know, and generations forward, you know, it's beautiful. So, you know, if there's something that's coming, I know for me there are some issues that still need to be healed. So it's like, oh yeah, I can do this work too. This is the kind of stuff that I do as well.
Right.
Like, ah.
Mm-hmm, you do.
You know,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
and then
absolutely.
This is something that we can all do for ourselves. So it's very self-empowering, you know. So take a look at the resources that Dr. Monique has for you at awakentohappinessnow.com/Monique12 and her special bonus gift. And, you know, take that time for yourself and for your ancestors to nourish that relationship, you know, to build that relationship, to have that connection, to start that conversation, to ask those questions, you know, to really know that you are, there's another support system that you have. And I think that is just so beautiful, Dr. Monique. I mean, I had so much fun last time when we talked about this, and even more so this time. And, you know, it's like, this is so powerful. This is such a powerful resource that sometimes we overlook, right?
Yes, it is. It is. And it is very powerful, and it is very helpful. And, you know, it's just another source.
Yes.
Support. Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, before we go today, I'm just going to invite you to come back into your heart space, come back into this, you know, healing circle, this radiant light healing circle. You are a radiant being of light. And let's radiate out to our ancestors, to our community, to our friends, to our loved ones, the energy of the wisdom and support and loving guidance that we receive today. The energetic support from my team that we have received today. Let's send that out to everyone, including ourselves, and see yourself receiving it. Know that you are worthy. Know that you are deserving. Know that you are loved, you know, by your support team, including your ancestors. You are loved. And, you know, it's such a, you know, when we were doing that process, Dr. Monique, I have to tell you, the ancestors, my ancestors, you know, the feelings that I received for them was so much love and joy and and pride. And it's like, wow, you know, I wasn't expecting that. It was like, what a gift, you know, just to receive that. So thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for that. It was like beautiful. Do you have any last words of wisdom for us before we go?
Just to take the time to create a relationship and be consistent with it. And you'll notice how your life will change. This has been life-changing for me to connect with the ancestors, and it is what took me from working in corporate America as an engineer and being miserable to now being in a place where I absolutely love the work that I do, and I work with some of the most amazing people around the globe. So allow them to support you in fulfilling your purpose. That is what they're there for. That is what they want to do for you. And whether you had a good relationship or bad relationship with them, now the relationship is good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel negativity towards them, don't connect with that ancestor until you've actually worked through the clearing and the healing. And there are tons of ancestors you can connect with, so just bypass them and connect with the ones that you feel a close connection. And just start. Start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Start with one of these practices. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here, and thank you for everyone that joined the call and for those who asked questions and were able to get their answers, and those who didn't, thank you very much, and hopefully you'll decide to join us in the Ancestor Wisdom School and get your questions answered.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, everyone. Sending you all much love and blessings, and we will definitely have Dr. Monique back again, and we'll try and take more time for questions. We'll see, you know,
yes.
But it's like, it
yes,
was just
we can
so,
do that.
It was, Yeah, I know. Right? It's like there was just so much information and wisdom and teaching. I just, you know, it was important for us, all of us, to get this. And so next time maybe we'll ask a few more questions. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. But thank you, everyone, for being here on the call, sharing your space with us, sharing your time with us, and asking your wonderful questions. And we'll see you again soon. And until tomorrow, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now. Much love and blessings always.